Why would I have artists?
To draw the weird things that you saw in a vision?
For the same reason that Crix has skill in baking things. Because it's your passion.
My passion is weird force stuff.
It could be an additional passion.
My additional passion is throwing lightning at people.
I'm just going to take several steps back and then suggest another passion.
So, we are go for episode 4 of GURPS Wars Technicalities.
Huh? Which is the best kind of correct?
HK agrees.
Thought so. Tell me when you've pressed the button.
I have pressed the button.
I had a suspicion. Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars, and our rules are constantly getting edited by the GM and or the players, depending on if we find typos or unclarities, or if we need a new power that seems logical. With me are Crash, and Ellie, and Eo, and Paul, and what happened last time?
HK stabbed a mound of dirt.
For a given definition of dirt.
And stabbed.
I climbed through a window.
I boosted somebody through a window.
We're not talking about that part.
Oh, okay, right.
I fell through a window, and Mikola over there, Mikola over there was silly and used the door.
It was there.
What is this door you speak of?
A different wall of the house?
No such
thing. This one had hinges.
Yes. Well, this
wall, the wall is no longer here on the side where we're at, so...
There's a wall. It's just sort of bashed.
It's
with a robot shape.
It's more door shaped than it used to be. But more door shaped does not mean like I simply walked into it. But still,
it's you have not actually achieved full entry into the dwelling HK. You've simply done a bit of damage.
Which is to be expected, considering how I failed that roll. May I flavor it so that I am, in fact, half in the window?
Yes, the front half.
But that's how I assumed it to be, yes. Perhaps teetering precariously, if I move slightly, I'm going to not fall gracefully to the floor.
Depends on which way you move, but yeah, it's entirely possible that you will, instead of doing a graceful flip forwards into the room beyond, you're sort of teetering, and if you teeter the wrong way, you will fall on your face, thud.
And I continue to hear creaking, cracking sounds coming from underneath me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Are we in initiative order or no?
Oh yeah, I should make you go into an initiative order so that I can actually make sure that everyone gets a turn. Let me just grab let me get into token control, not grab things that have been drawn on the map. I'll just put everyone into combat. All right, and there's
I'm not remembering what's
go. Okay, so go to the cross swords.
Cross swords
on the little thing sideboard, and click the big click the big D20.
Yeah, thank you.
The big D20 is not clicked on yours yet.
I'll click again.
Now it's clicked.
Okay.
And now I'm going to quietly do something with an NPC.
A moment of silence for Corporal DeBaere, who rolled a 0.00115.
Maybe he doesn't have a dexterity set on his sheet.
It's quite possible.
He does not. I think that's his problem, is that he's a... hastily adjusted.
Yeah. And of course, initiative is based on your dexterity, and the role is to see who goes within the same basic speed.
Yeah.
I assumed it was for tiebreakers.
Yeah. though Sir does not have a listed dexterity, is not getting a basic speed.
Well, he has one now.
I hope he's our healer.
I imported his let's just let him have another chance at that now that he's got an actual character sheet.
Okay, I hope Bebop is our healer. HK will walk up to BBP and hand them a big roll of ace bandage. Oh, space ace bandage, or space bandage, as it's called. And say, congratulations, you are in charge of repairing the meat bags. Then walk away.
Mikala has walked into the room. Other people have tumbled into a bathroom that's basically adjacent. It's the main bedroom. Apparently it has a little fresher off it. The person who was in the bed has woken up and gone, ah! Only higher pitched, but
I have a sound effect to add in.
Yes, good. Well, I did make it. I did. It looked like I got most of the ah in there.
You got most of it in there. But for the record, CW screaming. I wanted to be that scream exactly.
As you wish. Screams, bangs, etc. Crix, you're just out there and next to the window that is now mostly occupied by an HK unit.
Yes.
Do you have anything you wish to be doing?
Well, since it worked the first time, or did it work depending on who you asked? since Sani claims it did not happen, I will, since the HK unit is teetering on the edge, I'll see if I could upset the balance to get it into the room.
No, you were supposed to bring balance to the windowsill.
But we're set.
You're going to attempt to boost the HK unit.
The 500-pound HK unit.
Well, being that was described that it's teetering in the sill, I figured, you know, it's, you know, not really all that heavy at the moment. So I'm just going to kind of try to, like, shoulder it over because it's, you know, its center of balance is, you know, like a seesaw.
How far away is Tizani?
Tizani is busy trying to burst through another door.
Okay, so I'm not going to land on Tizani.
I don't think so. I want Crix to give me either a strength roll or a telekinesis other roll.
Do I have that?
I have a telekinesis. Yep, that's it.
I have So my TK other of 10 is one more than my strength of 9.
Mm-hmm. That's accurate. That looks like a good roll. You made it by 4.
So I wave my hands in a knife skills dicing motion and you know get HK over into the room using TK.
It's a bit tricky because you are not yet quite convinced your brain that HK weighs nothing, but yeah, you can in fact get HK over the rest of the way, floaty float, possibly even setting HK down reasonably on its feet. Its feet, whatever pronouns the hunter killer robot wants.
He, him, or they, them.
Okay.
So that is what I will do with my action.
Okay. HK, you're floating. The person on the bed is still making some horrible noises and trying to scramble out of the bed. This is going to take them a little bit. DeBurr is behind Mikala and is therefore going to hold his action. He will do a wait. Mikala!
Can you stop screaming? I still have a little bit of a headache from last night.
One moment. I just need to carefully check some notes. Sadly, this does not stop the it's turning into incoherent no and get away kinds of commentary. Alas. Is there anything you want to do besides speaking?
Assertion. This unit has found that Shaking someone who is quote-unquote spooked is the best way to calm them down.
The corporal's with me?
Behind you, yes.
Well, I'm going to assume you're the person who broke into the house. Corporal, will you deal with this while I keep searching?
Yes, my lord.
Thank you.
HK, I assume you're not doing anything else, Mikula?
I am. Gotta just barely make another search roll.
Okay, what are you searching for?
Just anything out of the ordinary. But this can be resolved later.
Okay. HK, you are... Hey, you're in here. You're even on mostly on your feet.
So...
Somebody did that.
HK will file away the question of why does the fresher have a window? Because some questions are best left unanswered, but still might ask the question later if it seems to cause discomfort in others. We will see.
Because it's perfectly normal for bathrooms to have windows.
The answer is, if you don't have some type of essential air, being able to open a window in a bathroom is a godsend.
We need to write olfactory.bat for HK Android.
I left that permanently turned off. I was stalling for time with that question to see if I had any kind of searching skills. And apparently, no, I have not given myself any of those. So I've got scanning sense zero, which we already talked about before, which needs to be resolved somehow, but that's not a today thing. I guess HK is going to step out of the fresher and move to the side so as to not be in the way and stand around waiting for somebody else to do something that requires HK's attention. There's no droids that need to be fixed.
Okay. Well, for the moment, you're sort of standing like there's a some kind of, you know, shower, fresher attachment, because Tazani got in before you and was scrambling towards the door.
Oh, that's right. Tazani hasn't left yet. So I guess HK will attempt to get out of the way, and by doing so, step into the shower.
That's fair enough. Tazani!
It was the screaming that I was reacting to, right?
Basically, as far as I recall.
Okay, I burst through, well, first, through the door.
I mean, first you wanted to get in there because you really wanted to wash your hands off because of that horrible gunky stuff, but...
No, I found a hose. Then Crix pointed out a window.
And then you decided to go in, and then there was screaming just as you were getting in there. Yep.
Right.
Bursting through
the door open.
There's a bedroom here. There's someone who is attempting to get out of bed while yelping and acting like someone who really maybe got woken up and isn't quite sure what's going on.
Oh, fantastic. You're not dead. Come on, I need to ask you some questions. You know about the evil pile of dirt. It smells awful. And I'm told the person who lived here died. And you don't seem to be dead, and you do seem to be living here.
They said their name was
Well, they put on their clothes.
Has apparently been sleeping in their clothes.
Okay, good. In that case, Tazani is going to attempt to grab them by the wrist and tow them towards wherever she thinks the front door is.
I'm going to want a brawling or dexterity roll.
I do not have brawling.
Fortunately, it's basically your dex.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not precisely. Brawling is usually better than dex for fighting, but in this case...
Missed by three.
Just to see if there's going to be any kind of terrible Keystone Cops. You try to grab, and he flings himself away from you, coincidentally a bit closer to the door, which Mikula got out of the way, I presume?
Oh, yeah, I'm going back through the house.
Okay. And
do you think I'm joking?
There's more, well, doesn't know who you are. You're freaky weird. Is Bebop doing anything, Mikula?
I mean, they're holding an ace bandage, apparently.
That sounds reasonable.
No, Bebop is still outside the house.
Okay. Top of the rotation, Crix.
How high is the roof?
The roof?
Let's see.
It's a one story, so eight to 10 feet up.
Okay. Is it possible to, like, I'm not sure if there's much of an overhang on this side or not of the house where I'm at. Is it possible to, you know, get up there?
Well, it's possible, but okay. Is it possible for you? That's a question.
Dexterity. I'm thinking
that's more a strength roll again to sort of lift up your arms and jump a little bit and try to grab your way up. Climbing. It would definitely be a climbing roll.
Climbing. Is that a...
That's a dex average, if I recall correctly, so that would be a dex minus 5.
Dex minus 5?
I believe that's what it would be.
Dex... How do I make it minus 5? Let's see here.
So, you see the plus 0 icon at the bottom of your screen to the left of the toolbar?
I do.
If you mouse over it, there's some other modifiers at the bottom, and one of them is negative 5.
There's a minus 2, there's a minus 4, there's a minus 1, a minus 6.
It's...
I see it.
And they're cumulative, so if you click on it twice, it'll be minus 10. Learn from my failure. Literally.
Nope. Missed by 2.
You got the idea that maybe you could sort of scrabble up by using the windowsill, open window is, this isn't working. This really isn't working.
Noted. I start looking around for a ladder.
Okay, you're going to go searching for a ladder.
Yeah, it's going to do a spread around the house, see if there's like a ladder sideways hanging up against, sitting up against the house, used for gutter repair or, whatever.
I can see it now. Crix is walking around going, okay, so no ladder here. That's a hose. That's another window. That's another window. That's a door. That's another window. No ladder here.
Meanwhile. The screaming person is fumbling for something in his pocket and attempting to pull out a small object. The corporal steps in. Hits a light switch to turn on the lights. You people have been going in rather dim. dim lighting. Turns on, hits the lights, turns on the lights, and goes, "Ah, Synth, it's you. What? Huh? What? What? The, there's a certain amount of, oh, for Criff's sake. And some more, this is someone I recognize. Maybe I will not panic right now. Mikola, you are searching for things.
Yes, sorry. I was also trying to get the cat off my desk.
Oh, no. That's okay. We're trying to lure Percy away from bugging me. There. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just looking for anything out of the ordinary.
As I recall from the last commentary on it, the house is disheveled, smells like dirt. Carpet was nice once, but it's pretty dirty and horrible now. There's garden tools all over the furniture. It's a real mess.
Yeah.
So it's a little hard to tell what's out of the ordinary because there's a lot of garden tools here.
No filing cabinets with documents detailing horrible rituals.
Sadly, no.
Okay.
Dadgummit.
Don't check the buckets.
I mean, there are some plastic buckets here and there. Most of them are outside, but there's a few inside. They have dirt in them, or
I think canonically,
they're dirty.
I think canonically, I'm still carrying a galvanized bucket along with my blaster rifle.
That's up to you.
It can be filled at any moment. Yes, that is a threat.
HQ. Well, keep going.
It
Mika.
Seems like there are still an awful lot of people here, all of a sudden. So I'll let them deal with it now that they've got the situation under control. And I'll go back outside. Hey, Crix, what are you up to?
I was just trying to see if I get up on the roof.
Oh.
But I can't find a ladder.
You can have Bebop lift you up.
I look at Bebop.
Bebop is a droid. What kind of droid is Bebop again? A loader droid.
Something loader droid, yeah. Lifter.
Oh. Okay, I guess.
I think that's the extent of my turn. I did something useful.
HK.
So, since HK has an eidetic memory, and the person in the bed appears to have stopped screaming, HK is going to hang around and observe in case any conversation here ends up being useful.
Mm.
Run stenographer.app.
Anything else while you're standing peacefully in the shower?
Well, I will have stepped out of the shower to better be able to witness what's going on. I do take the shower cap off. I realize
leave it
I
on not... me.
HK, remember that they do not actually have hair.
People are nuts.
Called aesthetic.
Yes, but HK doesn't know where it's been.
In a fresher?
The mental image of HK stepping out of the bathroom wearing a towel and shower cap and then running a scream.wav sound effect is amusing to me, but no, I'm not doing it.
Probably a good idea. Zani!
Corporal, you know this guy.
Ugh.
He has no self-preservation. I give him an order and he tries to run away.
Yeah, well, he's probably sleeping off whatever spice he managed to get out here somehow.
Well, I still want to ask him questions.
He's not, he doesn't live here, my lord.
Oh.
He shouldn't be here.
He might have seen something if he's squatting here.
When I last came by the house, there was no, he shouldn't have been able to be in here, so he's only been in here recently. Goes the person, synth, apparently.
Query, have you tried turning him off and back on again?
There's a thought.
Not a droid.
Assertion, I do not have first aid skill, only mechanical skills.
Hey you! Tizane waves her hand in front of the guy. Go back to sleep!
No, wait, what? Mind tricks made by Fi! He gets a will roll to try to avoid this.
At least you weren't telling him to sit on his hands.
He succeeded his will roll, but not by five. He mumbles something and just sort of keels over. Something that not more nightmares keels over. Thud. Snore.
He doesn't want to have nightmares. Why is he squatting in this house? Some people.
I guess I better load him up and put him back in the brig.
I'm going to want to ask him questions about those nightmares.
Could try to wake him up and get him to drink something. Water.
I like how there was a hesitation before you specified what the beverage was.
My lord, do you want me to... When we load him up, we can go back by the hospital and have him sobered up by the droids there, or I can take him to the brig and you can wait for him to sober up normal-like. Which would you prefer, my lord?
Let's send him to the brig, and we can always drag him off to the hospital if we finish up here fast.
Well, I'll have to stick him in the back of my van.
Oh.
I can... Well... Left my assistant on...
Assertion.
I left my deputy holding down the...
I believe BBP is very capable at lifting.
Not safety rated. I'll call my deputy. I left him holding down the shop. He...
I believe BBP is also quite capable at holding things firmly.
I don't think we need to hold this guy at the moment. He's sleeping. Let me call a deputy. He pulls out a commute and starts making it go bip, 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 bip.
Do we not have enough space duct tape?
Duct tape.
Sadly, a bit of HK's being ignored on this. BP is presumably lifting up Krix if Krix still wants to get on the roof.
Yes, Krix would still like to go up to the roof.
Well, you've got a lifter droid there who can lift you up. Ellie, do you want to make the lifting roll for BP? I think that would be appropriate to have a roll for something doing.
Sure, if I can click on the right character.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate that typing giggles horribly in square brackets got D1C3 to roll 2 failures, 4 advantages, 1 despair, and 2 light pips? Okay,
I'm concerned.
On.
I'm concerned. With some help from a droid, Krix, you can waveringly make your way onto the roof.
Oh,
it's
great.
A slightly slanted roof. It will not pool water like flat roofs do down in the south. I don't know why anyone makes those. That's appalling. Aside from being somewhat slanted, it's extremely utilitarian. There's a few ventilation type things poking out of it here and there. It looks like a roof. You have a wonderful view of the darkness around.
Ooh, nothing else up here?
You are not finding any ladders, no ancient frisbees or anything, a few dead leaves here and there.
No space frisbees?
No space frisbees.
We just call those ships.
From up here, looking towards the mound, does this change in perspective yield any new information?
There's a mound over there. It's got dirt and poked at a bit. Give me a perception roll.
Now, do I have the perception to find perception?
It's the question. Underneath your basic attributes. It's a secondary attribute.
There it is. Thank you. Come on, dice roller.
I won. It's moderately dark out. It's a mound. It looks about the same as it did. It doesn't look like it's caved in or anything weirdly. There's a little fence behind things. No, you're not getting anything with just a success by one. Sorry.
All right. Thank you.
Alas. Sorry about that.
Well, it happens.
So, Spicy is still sleeping. Spicy Synth. Corporal is sort of carefully dragging him upright to sit against the wall and goes zzzzzz. Mikola, you're outside.
Mikola is going to not click the bug button. Expand her character.
Roll deception.
I said going to. It'll happen eventually in the future. Mika is going to... Is there more than one of these mounds? Do I remember that right?
There's only one here, but he did say that there was more than one mound in the area.
Did we get locations for them?
He told you about them, and in fact, I am going to mark where the mounds are, but I will need to take a moment to do so.
That can be done during the break. I'm just wondering if Mika knows the location.
Yeah, Mika would be able to observe the quickie map that you downloaded from planetary information.
For the full list of mound locations, check out GURPS Wars Technicalities, Episode 3, True Believers, Excelsior.
Something. Very much something.
Mika is going to fall back and take a look at the site from a distance and see if there's anything that sticks out to her.
Perception roll or search, whichever. If you're just falling back and looking, that's more of an observation or perception. Perception missed by 3. Observation would also be missed by 3 since that's...
Yeah. So all of a sudden, I no longer see the house.
There's a mound here. There's a fence around the backyard. There's a old truck.
Okay.
Pity.
I think that's me then.
Okay. HK, you've been observing.
And with nothing needing to be repaired and nothing needing to be shot violently, HK is going to continue to observe just for the fun of it. I just made a perception check. Do I notice anything that doesn't seem to have been noticed by somebody else? Like a hand in front of my face.
You're inside the room, the bedroom, I presume.
Yes. Maybe this person's going to mumble something in their sleep that would be useful.
You see that the small object that he had in his hand, he dropped it when he fell asleep. It looks like a civilian switchblade. Ooh, dangerous. Might scratch your finish.
This appears to be woefully, inadequate for, any type of assault against a Sith, which is what he seemed to be thinking he should do, which shows that this meatbag has no idea of what's going on. Clearly, they are under the influence of some type of spice. Possibly
seems
even
plausible.
Pumpkin.
Dun, dun, dun. I mean, we did just pass Thanksgiving.
Now everyone's going to know how long the buffer is. That's okay. I tell them regularly.
And the pumpkin spice does flow.
It's been known
to. Tis the season.
It's been known to. Tis the season.
I will pick up the knife and store it with the rest of my tools for now.
All right. Tizani, this person you managed to make unconscious. The corporal is trying to call his deputy, who is not picking up.
Not picking up, or the comm isn't working, not picking up.
The comm seems to be working, but it's just sort of, you know, beetle, 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 voicemail. Don't want voicemail. Bip. Try again. Beetle, 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 beetle. Not supposed to get voicemail.
That sounds like something's gone horribly wrong.
He's usually more responsible than this, yeah.
Well, I suppose either something's gone horribly wrong or something's going to go horribly wrong.
I mean, he might be out dealing with somebody at the cantina having a bar brawl.
Oh, there's not always someone on. Right. This isn't Roman Cast. Oh, well.
There's just the two of us here. It's usually pretty quiet.
I suppose that makes sense.
No, we ain't near as built up as Drummondcast.
Well, I suppose that we could put him in the back of the van and leave him there.
Towed him around.
The fellow who's on drugs, not the deputy.
Yes, my lord. I'll go stick him in the back of the van. I'll cuff him, too, just in case he wakes up and freaks out again. He gets panicked real easy, my lord. I'm sorry about that.
Well, if he tried to stab me with a knife, I probably would have zapped him. But it's kind of funny that he was going to try to stab me with a knife.
I'm not sure he knew who you were. For all I know, he was seeing a bunch of, I don't know, Republic aliens or something.
Republicans?
You know, the kind that have the long faces and they speak out the sides of their necks and they got their eyes set to either side. You know, them weirdos.
Biting my tongue.
Yes, that is incredibly weird, says HK, wondering where HK's speakers actually are.
Usually in your face.
Yes, but what side? HK is going to hand the knife over to the corporal when they're not actively handcuffing or carrying somebody.
Ah, thanks.
You may need it for protection against the Sith. Apparently that's a thing here. That was something from my humor.exe file. I will recalibrate it.
Right. Reasonable. Thanks.
Recalibration in progress. How many tickles does it take to make a space octopus laugh?
And I'm going to go examine the evil mound again.
Yes, my lord.
I will follow, in case something goes horribly wrong. I wish to witness it.
Okay.
I love the idea
you
that
two are going to...
when Tazani said 10, it HK just registered that as the correct answer. Yes. And but it doesn't make it a pun. So by doing this, HK's humor.exe app is not calibrated at all. It is possibly made worse.
Yeah, Tassani wasn't actually paying attention to what he was trying to do.
That makes it all better. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because. Cut to HK in front of a brick wall, holding a microphone, with a bunch of people sitting at round tables, just staring blankly. Cut back to. We're walking towards a stinky mound.
It's such a stinky mound. It is a decidedly stinky mound.
That is a great big pile of dirt.
It's a big pile of dirt. And have you been digging around in it much yet?
I stabbed it with a shovel. That was it.
You stabbed with a shovel. You got more dirt. I will stop trying to look up the possible alien. Well, there's a lot of aliens that I don't remember what that particular species is called. Darn it. Oh, well.
I know the one you're talking about that talks out the side of its mouth. I saw something about that specific type of alien, and I've forgotten everything about it.
You were trying to look up the name of it? They're Ilthurians, aren't they?
What?
Ilthurians. I didn't realize you were looking for the name.
Pause the game while we all look up random Star Wars lore.
Yes, Ilthurians. Yes.
Oh,
yes,
the hammerhead people.
Thank you.
People.
There are more hammerheaded ones, but yeah, them things. Yes, right. And they speak out that fat part of their neck-ish thing.
Can't they even, like, make sounds that could be technically attacks?
I don't remember, but yeah, them critters.
I'm looking at an image that makes it look like one of them is dressed as a cowboy.
What? I'm not sure I want to know about that.
It's on the thing that Ellie linked for Wikipedia.
Well, I didn't actually look at the link. I just looked at the picture of the...
It's an Ithorian bounty hunter.
Yeah, I know there is one.
Oh, yep.
Dressed like a cowboy.
That sure is dressed like a cowboy.
Yippee-ki-yay.
I'm just going to be a little bit mildly perturbed here. That's all.
I'm just going to close this tab and say, see you later, space cowboy.
Yep. Where were we? Easily distracted.
We were watching Dazani attempt to dig a hole in the mound.
Okay, Dazani is trying to dig into the mound. Dazani...
That was not what I said.
Oh, all right. What are you going for?
Dazani is going to go meditate next to the mound and see if she can sense anything, you know, past, present, future, whatever.
I want an HT roll.
Ah, yeah, that's a...
It's very difficult to meditate when you're, it smells like a broken fresher in here, maybe one that's been backed up for, like, days. You can attempt to meditate, but it's going to be at a -4.
Okay, which of my applicable skills do you want me to roll?
Whatever you're rolling is a -4 because, oh, this is terrible. The odor is very distracting. You're trying to do visions.
Yes.
Interesting.
Visions made by 2.
Despite a -4.
Yes, I have the skill at 17.
You do. Mostly what you're getting is the noisome, gradual, visions of death, decay, chemicals, you know, patterns of molecules clicking together, and images that are very much akin to what you got from Precog of the person slowly and then more and more quickly descending into a frantic, frenetic madness. And also something is stolen here, or was stolen from here. Visions are difficult.
Stolen. Someone stole something. And also there's chemicals involved. I don't know chemistry.
You're not biotics.
I have a question. Is it possible for when Tazani comes out of this meditation thing, they come out of it just in time to have HK bringing over a pile of freshly washed shovels and just dropping them down next to Dazani with a loud clatter?
It's entirely possible that's what breaks Dazani out of it. Checking in with Crix, since I don't want to leave people out. You've last been seen on the roof.
All right, I'd like to hop down since I finished up there.
Give me a dex roll.
Dex.
Oh, no.
Dexterity.
Well, that like made by one.
Work. You do not twist your ankle.
Thankfully. Since we made a full circuit around the outside of the perimeter of the house, were there any, like, Bilko doors or anything to a basement?
Nope. No basements, apparently.
No basement. Okay. Well, then, I see Sani is meditating or seething, as the case may be, and... I will wait by the nearest corner of the domicile for Dazani to finish before approaching.
Meditating, okay. Seething, complaining about chemistry.
You can determine that the corporal has dragged an unconscious person, another human, male, scruffy, into the back of the van and...
So yep. Then they're clearly a nerf herder.
Possibly.
Since they are scruffy.
Well, people can be scruffy without being nerf herders. And nerf herders can be nerf herders without being scruffy. It's scruffy
not
nerf.
Not generally while they're herding nerfs.
Well, I mean, nerfs are kind of, they are what they are.
Made of foam, aren't they?
No. No, they're another form of space cow.
I'm still proud of my joke, even if you aren't. It's fine.
Mortal enemy of the Koosh, yeah. Mikola, any ideas at the moment?
I am still expanding my perception, wondering at the moment if Crix had the right idea by climbing on the
roof. Well, if you want to climb on the roof or have your droid lift you up to it, you can...
I'm going to observe for one more round before I do that.
Okay. And by observe, do you mean roll observation?
Yes.
That does not look like...
Missed by two. 4, 5, 5.
I cannot make a success. I had that one successful roll early on.
Give yourself a luck point. Something else we don't have in this game.
Right not.
Yeah, I'm not getting that. I'm walking around trying to identify something that might help and not getting anything. That's what I'm doing with my turn.
Okay. HK, you have dumped off a bunch of shovels. Tizani, there's a bunch of shovels here and, well.
Yeah. And HK is going to take one of the shovels and climb to the top of the mound.
HK,
mm-hmm.
I would like you to give me a dex roll.
I am kind of good at those, and that I've spent no points. Made it
but
by
you
two.
As your foot sinks into the mound as you start to put your weight on it.
Oh yeah, I'm 500 pounds.
You recover without falling face first into the horrible and instead manage to step back before you do so.
I will revise my plan.
Tight packed dirt.
I was going to climb to the top of the mound, but as a 500-pound murder bot, former murder bot, perhaps if I tried to climb to the top, I would simply descend like a tent stake.
There is that problem.
So instead, I am going to start digging from the side of the mound. Because apparently being too close to it gives you nightmares, but HK doesn't dream. Therefore, HK is immune. This is perfect logic, and alternate ideas will not be heard at this time. Also, some people died, but HK is not actually alive. HK has no blood.
True.
Or organs. Matter of fact, I do believe on my character sheet says injury tolerance unliving.
Yes, that means that you don't have you don't take damage from certain kinds of things.
That which does not live cannot truly die. I start digging.
Okay. It is composed of moist earth, detached roots, gravel, worms, clumps of noisome, rotting, poop. Material. The whole thing stinks.
I can't smell it.
That's true. You can't smell it, but even without being able to smell it, you have this sort of feeling that, maybe.
That's a problem for dirt bags.
Yeah.
Well, meat bags.
Yeah.
I was thinking of dirt.
Yeah.
So, the question is, what skill are you going to use to make the digging go more quickly or efficiently, if any?
Who said I wanted to make it be quick or efficient?
Okay, point.
I'm going to go with strength.
Yep, sure. Give me a strength roll.
I mean, all my abilities except for intelligence are 10. But hey, made it by 2.
Uh-huh. You're certainly moving stuff out. Yep, here's mound. Dig, dig, mound. Diggy, diggy, mound.
I'm waiting for someone to stop me or something to stop me.
Okay.
Or something interesting to occur. But I repeat myself.
Right. Indeed.
Well, that seems like a bad idea, but letting the murder droid do the bad idea seems like a fine idea.
Indeed.
Assertion. I am helping.
One thing that you may notice as you dig, HK, is that the sides of the dirt that have not turned into mound, if you happen, they're a lot better packed, firmer, kind of a completely different sort of, it's like there should be a lot of clay and, there's clay under you. There's not that much clay in what you're shoveling. Okay, you're shoveling.
Observation.
This is going to take a while.
The soil texture, consistency, materials appear to be different in the mound compared to the surrounding soil.
How's the smell? Oh.
Perhaps there is an avian species that deposited this. I'm going to keep digging until I have a hedge made of dirt.
It's a pretty big mound and it's difficult to truly excavate, but
I do not need to sleep, eat, or drink. I can keep going.
There is that. Let's see. Tizani, Your mind is filled with weird chemical symbols clicking together and noisome dark things and someone descending into madness from it.
I'm not a chemist. Well, I'm going to try to draw these and find out if they're nonsense. Later.
Okay.
I don't think there's anyone here who could tell me if they're nonsense right now.
They are nonsense. Citation
who
needed.
Could accurately.
You just hear my voice call out, they are nonsense from inside the mound because I'm already out of sight.
You're probably not out of sight, but
I'm working on it.
You're certainly digging. You're working on it.
I'm not digging down so much as I'm digging forward.
Mm-hmm. After a certain point, you will either have to dig down or you will have to stop because
I've broken on through to the other side.
No, because the dirt down there will turn you into the proverbial tent peg. It's not just a mound that is on top of dirt. It is something that is bubbling up from, well, bubbling is evocative, but not quite accurate.
So we're going back to the turkey mound thing that I mentioned earlier, which apparently no one else knew about because turkey only Paul mound. And I are from Pennsylvania.
Bing, bing, bing.
When you I can't forgot. Have your septic system be below ground, you get a turkey mound,
right,
which is your above ground septic system. It's still covered in dirt.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's probably not too far off from it.
Don't forget the ever so popular cesspool.
Ew. Tizani, are you doing anything besides needing to scribble stuff down?
No.
Okay. Crix.
Should I make an IQ roll to see how well I scribble stuff down?
That's probably a good idea. Made by two. You're scribbling something down. It sort of matches what... I mean, you had three-dimensional imagery in your head. So...
Yeah.
You're doing your best. Someone who actually knows chemistry would probably be able to sort of get some idea of whether this makes any sense.
But...
Let's see. And I get Crix doing... Crix, it's your turn, I think.
So Crix would have fallen into position slightly behind and to the right of Tisani as she moved away from the mound and is looking over her shoulder as she's drawing and asks, so what are you doing?
Working.
Digging.
Do you need a straight up, do you actually need a chemistry ability or skill to recognize this? Or is there anything else that could be applicable?
Well, it looks like weird chemistry stuff. Yes, you would need to have chemistry or perhaps research to... I mean, you could attempt just about anything except nuclear physics by default.
Not with that attitude.
I think chemistry would...
Like a straight-up IQ roll?
If it's a hard skill, minus six.
You'd have to argue that anything I'm digging up could be used in cuisine to not have minuses to it. Please don't argue that it could be used in cuisine. Please, I beg of you. The player begs of you.
Very well. Minus six.
Minus six for chemistry stuff.
Yeah, major things have happened.
Missed by one.
Oh. Brutal.
It looks like an attempted representation of some kind of chemical thing.
Yeah.
You definitely smell a chemical reaction has taken place. Possibly fermentation.
Things have been fermenting that should not ferment.
All HK knows is HK is going to get the entire seat on the way back.
HK is going to have
HK is going to get hosed down.
What HK doesn't know is the entire seat means sitting on the trunk.
Yeah, that's all I have. So whoever's next.
Mikola.
Are people going back into town?
Not yet.
Oh.
You were going to climb onto the roof?
Well, not if people are climbing down.
Crix climbed down.
Hmm. Well, he's people.
Well, yeah.
I believe Crix jumped.
Crix was the only... Yeah, Crix got down. I was assuming it was more of the sort of lie down at the edge and slide over the edge kind of, you know.
I assumed it was more along the lines of holding arms out, palms up, and floating down like Magneto.
Not with not without a telekinesis roll. And,
okay, it was floating down at 32 feet per second. that still counts.
Superhero landing.
It's really hard on the knees.
Yeah. Mikla, do you have any ideas for things to do?
I am going to look at my character sheet.
When in doubt.
Yeah, I'll take video of the mount.
Okay.
I have my handy 3D holocam, so.
All right. Get some 3D stuff.
For later study.
Okay, for later study. All right. And while you're doing that, I've been noted that the time is we've been playing for about an hour.
Mm-hmm. Hour
should
and 17.
Should we take a break? Well, sure. We should take a break.
Let's take a break. And G-Craft I need to Services, break. Everyone. Get... Assertion.
Yeah, I need to pick up more cat food.
I believe the odor of this particular environment will not stem anyone's appetite. It has not affected mine at all.
The button. The button. Oh, I pressed the button. I've used this joke before, and it's not getting old for me.
That's because you control the button.
Lovers of VeggieTales will understand the joy that I have when I say that song.
Indeed. Hi, and we're back from a break that absolutely did not take...
A month.
Yeah, yeah. It's 15 minutes, really. Trust us.
15 minutes is
would we
take
lie
a
to
month.
You? So, last we saw people, it's a Star Wars box to be special. Last we saw people, you were, let's see, Mikla is wandering around and digging through anything to find a clue. And that's because Ellie's not feeling well and is probably not going to be actually playing, but is probably going to be making banter from the sidelines. Get my things here. Strat, I'm blanking on your character's name, Io.
Tizani.
Tizani. Yes, Tizani. Is meditating?
Was.
Was meditating. There, now
you told me I saw chemistry.
You saw chemistry. You saw weird chemistry. Yes. And so I remember every character's name. I'm going to make you all hoverable. There.
And I believe I started yelling about that kind of incoherently from the point of view of the rest of the party, and then started trying to draw the images so that I could wave it at an actual chemist. And I had made a roll for that.
You gave me an artist roll?
It was an int roll. You made me do an int roll.
That sounds reasonable. You don't have artists, do you?
Why would I have artists?
To draw the weird things that you saw in a vision?
For the same reason that Crix has skill in baking things. Because it's your passion.
My passion is weird force stuff.
It could be an additional passion.
My additional passion is throwing lightning at people.
I'm just going to take several steps back and then suggest another passion. HK is not doing any of this, by the way. HK is digging a hole.
Diggy dig a hole.
Well, it's more of a digging forward thing, but it's starting to go down.
Well, it's starting to go down in part because when you start stepping into the softer mound, you're a very heavy murder bot. Well, who's not being a murder bot anymore?
No, I am a maintenance bot now. Also, apparently, an excavation bot. And whichever kind of bot I am, I have the ability to turn off my olfactory sensors, assuming I ever had them in the first place. It is not certain.
I kind of doubt it, honestly. Chem sensors, maybe.
Analysis. I am detecting signs of several molecular compositions that have been described to me in the past as awful. Oh well, I dig another shovelful.
You are somewhat sinking.
I dig the part that I'm sinking into.
That would be under your feet.
I take a step back and dig the part that I was sinking into.
Haven't you learned anything from a particular computer game? You're supposed to look straight down and dig.
There is actually a way to do that in Minecraft and not die, but I'm not going to go through that right now. And I don't mean by cheating.
Get your finger off the shift button. Good.
You don't quite fall down. You are, however, going, if you keep digging while you're standing in certain areas of this mound, you will, well, you don't know when you will stop sinking. It's like quicksand in that. Gross, terrible quicksand.
I take a step out.
What are you doing?
While this is going on, and he's been left unattended, Crix is going to casually stroll into the house and look for the kitchen.
There is a kitchen.
I will see if... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It is not a clean kitchen.
Are there accoutrements? Are there...
It's basically, I mean, there's stuff there. It looks like the kind of stuff that people have just basically... Someone has been living by microwave food and stuff you pour into a pan and spices. What are spices? This is the worst kitchen you've been in for a long time.
There's spices. There's salt. And there's salt. I think this green smear at the bottom of this jar used to be oregano. No, it moved. Never mind.
So I'll take some time here to see, Beth, if there's anything in here that's worth cooking up. Because, we had some snacks back on the train, but that was all the way back on the train. And, we've been running around this house here for a bit. And maybe people could definitely do with a pick-me-up, I think.
Statement, I believe I am working up an appetite.
You run on electricity.
Addendum, Crix does not need to know this.
Most of the food that you're finding is spoiled.
Ooh.
Someone recently spoiled most of it, but it's like somebody stopped buying groceries and then they stopped remembering to eat the groceries they had, and some of it was left out on the counter to become a science experiment at room temperature.
Oh,
like they started making food and then they just left it there.
So Crix has taken all this in and thinks to herself, this is so boring. And just closes all the drawers and plumps outside.
Tizana, you have your sketches. I forget how good they were because I don't appear to...
I made an IQ roll by two to remember and render something vaguely accurate.
You've got something, yeah. That sure is something. Rolling, checking back, and I found your various... There's visions, there's observation. Yep, there's your intelligence. It will do, because you probably aren't going to get better.
Does the Ministry of Biotics have an outpost on this planet? That was almost my chroma voice. That was the wrong voice.
The corporal, who is the law in this town, has finished putting Gull's spicy scent into the back of the van that you people have been in, handcuffed.
I need to find a chemist.
A chemist?
A chemist. These are important. Tizani is waving around the drawing, which, considering Tizani, is probably on an actual paper.
There's the medical center. The Medroids might know some chemistry.
Right. Excellent. Let's go there.
Right. Let's go there. Okay. Sure.
And we can take him to sober up there, too. So it all works out.
And the droids?
Inquiry. Do you not wish for me to keep digging into the stinky pile of dirt?
Actually, you know what I wish you'd do? I wish for you to stand right over there. And I'm just going to...
Right here.
Pick up the hose.
Telekinesis other made by two.
Yeah, I'm not getting near enough to HK to spray HK with the hose manually.
From over at Craft Services, Rand's like, I would have just taken the droid to the water. It's way faster.
Well,
what do you mean?
The water is coming through the hose. 100
feet underground. That's not a problem. I'm sorry, what?
The water is coming through the hose, and because Tazani can turn the water on near the house while the hose is, you know, pointed appropriately. It's a good thing that HK functions in wet conditions, because HK is getting hosed down like a dog that has rolled in the most stinkiest, horrible stuff.
HK, the only stat that I put points into leveling was my intelligence, if I remember correctly. Yes, my intelligence. So HK does, I believe, pick up what is being put down and slowly rotates, lifting arms so that all the nooks and crannies can properly be hosed down or up, depending.
It's not as nice as an oil bath that, you know, droids prefer, but it'll do.
HK is fully aware that if he attempted to get an oil bath, whoever the proprietor was that maintains the oil bath would just take a 10-foot pole and use that to ward HK away, saying, "No, you are not coming near this."
you do, in fact. Right. Yes. Okay. HK is considerably less noisome now. A bit drippy, but it's a better kind of drippy.
HK shakes dry.
Can droids shake?
I didn't say HK does it well.
I'm sorry. I know that HK is not a protocol droid, but I'm just trying to imagine C-3PO trying to shake himself dry.
Well, HK clearly bends over, puts his two hands on the ground along with his feet, and starts, you know, doing the torso twist thing like a canine. And he plays the appropriate MP3 sound to go along with it.
That or I know my resonant frequency, and I play that at max volume.
My brain just fixated on the... I don't know if droids can do
that. HK anyway. Drops the bass. Everyone around HK is suddenly surrounded by a mist.
As long as it is not brown.
I believe. Everyone can be piled into the van, with the possible exception of Bebop, who is probably clamped onto the back and going wee, being a loader droid and all that. Okay, let's see. Do I have the location? Give me a moment. I want to make a location here. And that means I have to open this file and that. Oh, good. That's right there. This. Open that, darn ye. No. Well, piffle. It doesn't have the location of that place noted. That's annoying. I'll just have to walk it down somewhere. All right, you're all the way over there.
Over there. And
I'm going to draw a little dot. I'm going to draw a little dot right there, and that is, get my notes.
Who has commandeered a Lord Stabby out of curiosity? Because that's not me.
I just saw it walking back and forth on top of us, and then I sent it over there. I'm not the one driving it now.
I am so glad that I gave everyone access to the Lord Stabbies. They're like fidget spinners.
Concern. There. Okay. No, I don't want that one there. I don't need that.
I'm hearing a lot of bloops, by the way.
I see. I will mute a couple of things.
I have not heard any bloops.
You've not heard any bloops. Does that mean the bloops are coming from you?
I hope not.
No, wait.
Coming from inside the house.
That's not how that works, because then we wouldn't be hearing them.
I think they'd be your bloops, Eo, if you're the only one hearing them, no?
No, that was another bloop. No, these are very much not my bloops. I turned off the bloops that turned themselves on.
Well, I've muted the two most likely to be bloopy servers, so...
I can tell you that if I can't hear them, then they're not going to show up in the recording, at least. Meanwhile, we have dueling Lord Stabbies. So, Paul, if you move alongside the Lord Stabby I'm controlling and you press two arrow keys at the same time, You can swing the lightsaber back and forth. Unless that's Ellie doing that. All I know is it's not me moving the other one.
Everyone piles in the van. And as you can see, there is the Wesk 85 Medical Center that is off that-a-way to the south, southeast. And it's a bit crowded because you had to stick this fellow who has been living rough for a bit. Sigh.
I should have hosed him down, too.
Can I retroactively say that HK would probably be riding piggyback on Bebop? Because there's still a chance, even after being hosed down, that nobody wants HK to get into this vehicle.
You probably do still have a faint mist of, well,
yes,
mist.
I need to air dry.
Hospital probably has a decontamination area. We can decontaminate HK.
There might not be anything left of them.
Well, that's just a risk we're going to have to take.
Okay.
You're in the van. You are, I'll just move a Lord Stabby, poor overwhelmed Lord Stabby. You're about at this location, this little crossroads, and suddenly a Corporal DeBurr slams on the brakes.
Ah! Ugh!
If HK is riding a Bebop that was holding on to the bumper, there is absolutely no way that HK had a seatbelt.
Crunch. Well, at least you're going to fly forwards into the van.
How tall is Bebop? I'm not sure I'm going to collide with van.
Bebop's a loader droid.
Yeah.
Probably not too short. I'd have to ask Ellie.
I am providing ammunition to the GM and hoping for a result that will amuse me greatly and will probably not amuse HK at the slightest.
Well, you can give me a dex roll or a strength roll, depending on which one
they're
you think is more...
They're the same roll.
Okay, same roll.
You've asked me to identify the differences in these two pictures. They are the same picture. And
you made
by
it by one. You do not go tumbling... That's what I thought. Okay. Bebop is not a small, stout droid.
2.5 to 3 meters, says Ellie.
Yep.
In my head canon, I'm holding on to Bebop's shoulders. We stop quickly. I somersault over Bebop, but don't let go of the shoulders in a way that only a droid can manage because biological joints have a limit to how far they can bend. And land on my back on the roof of the van, making a slight indentation.
It's not slight. This van is probably going to have a Axe of Sith's property filed when the repairs are made.
Well, that's all right, then.
Query.
Yeah, yes, it's fine. It hasn't impinged the drivability of it yet. Was everyone else wearing their seatbelts, I hope?
I heard a guttural sound from Crix.
Given the kind of character I'm playing, I feel like I should roll something to decide whether I was or wasn't.
Query, is this what they mean by broken in?
But it's not quite absent-mindedness. Give me an intelligence roll and we'll go with that.
Did Tazani temporarily learn how to fly?
Oh no.
Missed by two.
Tazani is of the opinion that seatbelts are for people who don't have force powers.
Give me a danger sense roll.
Yeah, that's fair.
Did you remember to put your seatbelt on right before because you sensed danger?
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Yes. Made by 8.
Tazani is good at a thing.
Tazani
assumes that if something's important,
her danger sense will get in. Her combat pre... You felt like there was a really good reason to be putting your seatbelt on, and it goes click just moments before the brakes.
Oh, in my head canon.
Did you have your seat... Crix, did you have your seatbelt on?
Yeah, Crix had a seatbelt on.
Okay, good.
In my head canon, the local authority, whose name escapes me...
DeBurr, you can mouse over his icon.
Ah, so I can. And the Gloomy Lord Stabby is there lined up perfectly so that when I looked at the other one and moused over it, no name showed up, but it just said Stabby underneath. Like, oh yeah, that tracks. Did try to stab HK. That didn't go well. So Corporal DeBurr gets distracted by Tizani going to put her seatbelt on. Like, why are you choosing to do that now? Then looks forward and goes, oh, Criff, and slams the brakes.
Slams on the brakes. Actually, no, he did. No, he didn't do that. He's sort of like, yeah, okay, the Sith remembered to put her seatbelt on. Good. He doesn't have to say things like, everybody put your seatbelts on before the hover van goes into action. No. The van slews about and, you know, the brakes go, the ceiling goes quump. The van slews sideways a bit and the headlights are on a teenage human, apparently female, who's sort of waving, you know, first cowering because the van, and then waving her arms and running towards it.
Criff, get out.
Tizai, do you remember to unbuckle your seatbelt before you get out? Sorry. The teenager is shouting, help, 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 he's hurt, help, the person, the knife, help.
Fine. Okay, I'm coming. Who are you?
DeBurr is also piling out, and yeah, the girl yells, Casey, my name's Casey. I will paste it in.
So Casey, but spelled K-A-Y-S-I.
The most Star Wars way to spell Casey ever.
Thank you.
I thought that would be just a letter K, then a letter C, followed by a dash and some numbers.
That would be if it was Casey was a droid.
Assertion. That would be the best way to do it, yes. The director's commentary for these episodes gives me life.
Excellent. Did I not fix my notes here?
Not the notes.
The notes. She is somewhat, she is hysterical. She is, well, seriously stressed out and babbling something about her boyfriend, Danny.
Well, right, we're going there.
DeBurr is, he pulls his military issue blaster pistol and starts heading into the woods.
How well can I climb down from the roof?
Well, give me a dex roll and let's see how well that indicates. You can do it, unless you crit fail. Okay,
oh my gosh, I made it by one. I'm not going to say I climbed down gracefully.
Yeah. It's not as graceful as it could be, but it's not like completely sort of flail around like a turtle on your back and fall on your face when you flail the right way.
It's that
you
thing,
land on your feet.
It's that thing where I lower one leg down while I'm holding on with the other leg and two arms. Then I let the other leg come down, but it the entire time it looks incredibly awkward and people think that this would be way easier if someone was helping me. No one thinks I should go and help him. They think this would be easier if someone was helping him.
Yeah, well. Also, you do not make the dents in the car any worse.
Well, that's good to know. By the time I'm done with this, I imagine that everyone who's going into the woods is halfway there.
Obviously, I'm going into the woods.
Into the woods?
Into the woods.
Into the woods.
I know what you're citing. I'm not going to start singing.
We will not be home before dark.
Time.
Yes. Corporal DeBurr tells Casey to stay in the car. Crix, are you going into the woods? Or are you staying in the car with a slightly smelly homeless guy? And a somewhat hysterical teenager.
Well, Crix will take off his seatbelt and get out of the vehicle and stand next to the vehicle to make sure wow, that's a long pause because I totally forgot what I was saying. To make sure that the guy that we were taking doesn't run off anywhere and that
this potential witness also does not run off anywhere.
I believe I can assist with that. Bebop, please lift the vehicle off the ground as high as you can. HK does not know whether or not Bebop will actually comply with this request.
Bebop is a loader droid. Bebop does have a great deal of strength. The air car, it's a hover van, because of course it is, as I recall. This is Star Wars. How would anything not be a hover vehicle?
Oh no, I just had a thought. I was thinking lifting it straight up, but if Bebop was holding onto the bumper, it might not go straight up.
There is, in fact, a certain amount of tilting as Bebop basically pulls it up and over and sit and is right there in the spot where the hover emitters are not, so that, you know, you can set it on things, and will in fact hold it up because, hey, why not? And also, that was an extremely good roll I made.
There. Now the biologics inside the vehicle are in protective custody, and HK will turn and go towards the woods without giving it a second thought.
All right. The woods are dark. The woods are extremely dark. The woods are, in fact, a -7 to vision. Perception rolls, anyone?
I don't think I have that.
I do want perception rolls, especially hearing rolls, though. But I left that. I assume that was EO.
I did not hear it at all.
Oh, alas. No. You didn't hear the you didn't hear the lightsaber?
I didn't hear the lightsaber.
Do you have soundboard muted?
I didn't think I did. I'm not sure that tracks with the song, but I love it. And HK has promises to keep and miles to go before he powers down for the night. Oh, that's not into the woods. That's road less traveled.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Snowy
before I sleep.
Night.
I'm looking
something,
at your,
something
my
in the woods are lovely, dark, and deep.
Here.
Anyway, Crash, please insert a lightsaber sound in edits for when I say that it's extremely dark.
Does it work for me? No.
I heard it.
Yeah, something with my... I'm certain it has to do with streamer mode. That's something that will fiddle with when we are not requiring me to make an active roll. Let's see.
Hearing rolls for all those who would like them. Ew, do you know that you are muted?
No, I have no idea why I was muted.
Well, that would be why if you said anything.
You heard me talking when I
was muted.
I thought you were all just ignoring me because I was being like this.
No.
No.
Sorry.
Usually we enjoy when you are like this. I don't know what this was because we couldn't hear you.
I was complaining that, oh, it's dark, you say, like I don't have a lightsaber.
I heard the zoom.
Okay, I have pressed a button that should allow me to hear the soundboard again, but I might also hear when people post things to chat. So let's find out. I did not hear the lightsaber.
Oops. And now everybody can fight, cross off the fighting with Discord from their bingo cards.
We no longer fight with Foundry. It's Discord.
Foundry is behaving itself. Tizani, you...
You had to go and say it, Beth. You had to go and say it. You know what's going to happen now.
There's already fighting going on with things, so you know.
It was important my danger sense would be going off.
That sure is a lot of lightsaber noises.
I tried clicking it again, and I'm still not hearing anything, but I heard a different Discord sound. I don't know. I'm not going to spend more time worrying about this because the game is... It should have more of my focus.
But I understand the crankiness.
I will choose to not be cranky about that because I'd rather have HK making everyone else cranky. Thank you very much.
There is that. Tizani, you have a light source and you can see that there's a lot of woods here and here's a bramble bush there and there's, and maybe there are no paths in this woods. This is terribly wooded.
HK, you hear some moaning. You know, there's sounds of some bugs here and there. There's some sounds of wild, probably, who knows, space chickens, maybe, spickens. Something making, you know, night sounds. Distant noise might be something walking around far away. Who knows? But you definitely hear, like, somebody's moaning about 25 yards north, say.
There appears to be a ghost 25 yards in that direction.
Wait, really?
There's moaning.
Tasani's already heading in that direction.
Now that you have a direction, you aren't tripping over things because A, you have a lot of danger sense, and B, you have a light source. DeBerv's following along slightly behind you because you are, after all, the Sith, and he is not.
Hey. I'm just imagining Tasani swinging the lightsaber around so that nothing stands in Tasani's way going through the brambles and everything, and the rest of us are no longer hindered in our perception because the woods is on fire.
The woods is on fire.
We no longer require water. I've been hosed off.
After a bit of hustling, there's another human teen male and would look relatively buff and, you know, the sort of person who is clearly just about to go into the Imperial military and get some extremely high marks in basic training and go on to, you know, probably be a moth or something. Except for the fact that he's sitting against a tree and clutching at a neck or collarbone. There's a lot of blood. And
for its sake, how did you manage to get stabbed in the middle of the woods?
My lord, mask. He waves his other hand slightly, which has a somewhat bloody scrap of some torn fabric or other. Masked person, alien? I thought alien, but this isn't.
So help me if it's the Ebony Veil.
I spent fatigue on top of the one I spent to use healing that will heal 4 hit points because I made it by 2.
Yep.
Okay.
He makes the usual sorts of ugh noises as you drop down and put your hands over the wound, but it seals up. He flails a little but manages to avoid, like, smacking you. You are, after all, a Sith.
As you finish doing that, HK will pause for a moment and then put away the space duct tape that he had pulled out to assist.
You got stabbed by a masked person in the woods.
Yeah.
Tasani looks back at the corporal.
Yep.
Corporal, as if this is...
Query, is this normal? I'm concerned that you had to roll to discover if it was normal.
Oh, it was 4 cents. That wasn't me. The corporal tilts his head back and sighs. We're not too far from the library parking lot, parking area. Sometimes kids go... The teen who is sort of wincing and prodding at the mostly healed gouge against the, you know, almost got some, almost hit some arteries there. Yeah, me and Casey, we went out to the, we were going to, you know, see each other for, there's some nice spots out here. And,
okay, so you were necking.
Yeah. And
someone took offense to your neck?
I guess, my lord. He slashed at us and we ran. And then Casey tripped. And so I turned. I was going to try and fight him. And he sort of clutches at the former wound a little.
And he had a knife and you didn't.
Yeah. I was trying to
thought he was an alien at first or something. There's... I don't know what... I guess a mask. Here? He offers the ripped thing.
But yes, thank you. I need that.
Psychometry. Just made it.
Just made it with a 15. You get a sense of the struggle and there was someone wearing it. And if you got a good psychometry read on the person who was wearing it, you would recognize them.
Something. That's not nothing.
That's not nothing.
I don't even know if this is relevant. Dasani hands the scrap of cloth to the corporal.
Well, I guess if we find a torn mask somewhere, we can match this up. He sticks it in a belt pouch. Here, let me check and make sure he holsters his weapon and bends down to make sure that the wound is not going to open up again, and then starts giving the teen a helping hand to get him up. All right, I guess he looks around in the woods. Whoever it is probably long gone if they've got any sense. We better get back to the van, make sure nobody messed with that.
Right. You, well, we were going to the hospital anyway, so come on.
Thanks, my lord. Thanks. Yeah, my car's back in the library parking lot. You get back to the car. I presume you're not poking around any further.
HK entertained the idea of walking through the woods, going, statement, assertion, help. I am a lost meat bag with no defenses, wandering the woods aimlessly. It is my hope that no masked intruder comes and attempts to stab me. Help. Help.
But HK does not do this. You're taking up the rear doing this?
HK does not do this. HK contemplates this, and in the very short amount of time, because droid, that it takes him to process the pros and cons of doing this, he then turns and looks and sees everyone's leaving. And then follows.
Zani's not a crime scene investigator. What is she supposed to do poking around? I don't know. Psychometry, every tree in sight? That sounds boring.
You have a lightsaber. Anywhere you go poking, you don't need to poke again.
At the van, Crix has just been standing there next to and away from Bebop as it holds the van in the air, looking up at it, looking at Bebop, looking to the woods, looking back to the van. Back to Bebop, back to the woods.
You hear a twig snap.
He gives a sigh. Oh, this is so boring!
Rix, give me a hearing roll.
A hearing roll? Where is...
Perception. Unless you have better hearing. Oh, you do have better hearing. Secondary... Alright, you got your basic attributes. Go down, you got your secondary attributes. Go down till you see hearing.
Made by five.
Made by five.
If yeah, I rolled the same number, I'd have just made it.
You do. Actually, aside from the van's humming as the van tries to figure out whether it's actually on anything or not. Huh? Weird. And aside from the faint noises of the teenager sort of whimpering inside, that... It does sound like there's some kind of rustling over sort of the northeast area.
Is that where they went off into the woods?
Not quite. They went more north into the woods.
I will take a few steps in that direction.
Okay.
But I will not enter the woods at this time.
You're staying on the edge there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's two princes there singing about agony. Best to avoid them.
Misery. Whoa.
Oh, I've been forgetting to use my energy reserve.
Whoops. If you want to adjust your energy reserve versus your fatigue. Okay, good. Just let me... Okay. Whoever it is or was or whatever it was, maybe it was some animal, goes moving away.
Okay.
And you realize that a light sense of potential danger is fading as the footsteps fade. The rustling.
That's interesting. Have to see what Kuz thinks about this when she gets back.
Yeah, pretty soon, actually, everybody comes traipsing back. They're much more noisy. They're not trying to be quiet. Corporal DeBurr goes, "My van.
Bebop, please gently put the van back down."
Boop, boop. Cousin, we found the guy who got stabbed.
Bebop gently puts the thing back with a little bit of yelping from inside because it goes all sideways.
Corporal, cousin, over here, there was something in the woods, but it moved away. And, pretty sure it was something. It was something that wasn't very friendly. Kind of got that sense about it. You know what I mean?
Person with the knife, maybe?
I feel like I need to make a self-control roll.
Go ahead. You have, if you desire, resisted your impulsiveness to do something impulsive.
I'm not going to take off in that direction, thinking that I can catch whoever pulled this nonsense.
HK is already walking off in that direction, though.
HK, do you have impulsiveness?
The player does. HK is not trying to chase them off into the woods. We've already been told they left. HK is looking for anything they may have left behind, any signs.
You would probably have to go into the woods somewhat because... Or well, certainly. Ask Crix.
But HK is not attempting to give chase. HK is attempting to go to wherever they were when the sounds were heard and see if maybe there's an incriminating footprint or tracks or scraps of cloth ripped up against a bramble bush or something. Trail of someone else's blood.
How about tracking roll?
Yeah, I don't have that. You don't tend to need to track the things you're repairing.
Indeed. Give me a perception, then.
Made by five.
Tizani, you have restrained yourself from bolting off into the woods. HK is already headed in that direction. If you wish to follow more sedately, you can.
No. Make no mistake, if I find signs, I'm not going to follow them. I'm simply looking to see if there are signs.
I will follow HK.
How far into the woods do you intend to go, HK? Because just a little bit into the woods, you're not seeing very much.
I'm willing to go up to 50 feet into the woods, but I will stop when I find the first traces of, oh, someone was here.
Okay, so up to 50 feet.
Yeah.
Let me think. Okay. There's... You find a trail. It looks like the sort of trail that, you know, maybe people went hiking around here when the weather's nice. You know, walking trail. It's not paved. It's gravel and dirt. And there's some heavy boot prints going alongside it. In the dirt and leaf litter.
Tizani, it appears that the local wildlife here wear heavy boots.
Okay, now I feel like it would be perfectly defensible if I gave pursuit. You know, while these still lead somewhere.
Tizani is now running off?
Yes.
Observation, Crix, if you wish to be less bored, you could always follow the chase blindly into the woods, trying to find someone who has already stabbed at least one person. That will be way more exciting. And then HK will turn and follow Tizani.
Crix, what would you like to do?
What's the corporal doing?
The corporal is checking to make sure that his van is still in working order. Checking to make sure that the two teenagers are not going to run off or anything, and mostly supervising the, I thought you'd been killed, and I was so worried that
the guy was going to chase, you know, he went off after you after he stabbed me. And, you know, they're having the reunion.
So I'm just going to turn back and say and call to him, Corporal, we're giving chase. And I'll head off after the murder bot, or former murder bot.
Okay. You, lucky you, you get to go and go into the woods yourself. And
there's some berries or something.
There's some glowing stuff. Well, oh, that's Tazani's lightsaber, and it's headed that away at presumably some amount of speed.
Uh-huh.
You don't have a light source, Crix. Give me a vision roll to avoid tripping over things if you're, you know, at speed.
Well, I'm not going super fast. I will follow, though, but I will certainly give a vision roll.
Missed by one.
Oof.
You managed to disentangle yourself from a number of things.
There's a low-hanging branch that HK just walks through, pushing it out of the way, and then it springs back right into Crix's face.
You barely duck. Danger sense, it's good for some things.
Your chef hat is badly battered.
Your hat. Let's see. Do we want to take another short break, or shall we continue on? Because I think I can at least get to a reasonable break point.
Let's get to a reasonable break point and then stop, since we had half a session already.
Okay. Anyone else?
I'm okay with that.
Tazani, give me a danger sense roll.
All right.
Made by five.
That's such fun. You're pelting along with HK and Crix following behind. There's a little creek, and there's a little bridge that goes over it. You know, and by little creek, it's, you wouldn't probably drown unless you hit your head, but it's down like 4 feet. There's a little, you know, cliff there basically on your side of it, and there's a bridge for going down. It's such a cute little bridge. It's one of those rope bridge things, and there's mud on it. You can tell there's mud on it that, you know, someone came there. It's fresh. It's not old. You know, someone who's been walking beside the trail. So you're about to go onto that bridge, and then you stop and catch yourself on it, because something is bad about going onto that bridge.
Ah, hey then, let's not do that.
HK stops with 1 foot hovering above the bridge.
Let's you especially not do that.
HK moves back and puts the foot down on this side of the bridge, not on the bridge.
Because the dangerous thing about the bridge is probably heavy. Sploosh.
HK is, of the people who are in the middle of this forest right now, possibly the most adept at fixing broken droids. Therefore, HK needs to stay in one piece, or HK will be repaired by being turned into some type of cooking apparatus. And while KitchenAid mixers are in fact terrifying and can probably take off an arm, HK would not like to be that.
How wide is the creek?
It's, I mean, you could probably jump it, but the other end of it is down rather a bit, so it's a longer jump than just across. And it does not look like a good landing spot in this area. It looks like people have been putting decorative branches and things.
Is this the kind of bridge where there is a way to go, not across by going around, but go downhill a little bit by walking alongside the bridge to be able to see the underside of it? I'm going to take that as a you don't want to do that.
if I'm understanding what you're thinking about, yeah.
HK wanted to be able to inspect the bridge from a different angle.
You could clamber down the hillside to basically land in the creek if you want.
That is not what HK wants to do.
There's not a good spot to inspect the underside in this particular area.
Are there rocks nearby?
How big?
HK is going to look for a rock that's large enough to toss maybe halfway across the bridge and see what happens.
How heavy?
Heavy enough that HK can toss it halfway across the bridge. HK has a strength of 10.
I mean, you could find a number of small rocks.
That is fine.
Okay. There's a path that has basically gravel on it, so you can find some of the larger rocks that were bordering the path, sure. You
know, a handful of gravel is tossed halfway across the bridge. I made it by one.
The bridge swings like a rope bridge. The syntha wood planks gleam in the moonlight.
How far across is it to the other side?
Let me gauge the length of it. It's 10 foot up, down, 7 to 10 feet. Probably 10, actually. Yeah, that sounds... I am not good with distances.
So, 10 feet.
3 hexes.
Is there... I don't know. Being that we are force users, can't we just, like, force jump over?
Well, if do you have telekinesis other? You do!
Oh, self. You could toss me.
Self. Oh, sorry, telekinesis self. That's what you would need. Telekinesis self. Telekinesis other would have a slight...
penalty to slight tossing penalty. Yourself. But you could definitely toss a droid.
If you make the roll by enough. Mikula made a roll. Is Mikula supposed to make the roll?
Well, Mikula made telekinesis self by 2. Does Mikula... Yep. Jump across the chasm.
Mikula.
Mikula Tesla.
Mikula could, in fact, jump across. Made by 2. I think that's a reasonable one. Especially since you're not actually doing it under extreme pursuit. Tizani?
I don't have TK self. I only have TK other.
Whoops.
Suggestion. Both of you use TK other on the other person.
Could do that.
At the same time. It'll be hilarious.
Mikla's TK other has failed by 4.
How far across does HK get before Mikla drops HK?
I think that's a it just isn't going to work.
Droid heavy.
That is why you fail.
Because droids are heavy?
Not heavy enough. I don't weigh as much as an X-Wing fighter.
Size matters not. Judge me by my size to you.
No, this unit judges you because you're a biologic.
There is.
What was the penalty that self and other default to each other at again?
That was what I was just looking up.
Is it -5?
They ought. No, they shouldn't be -5. I did not assign a cross default to them, and it's annoying the criff out of me.
Ooh, that's 3 5s. That's
sorry,
not throw me.
Wasn't able to be true either.
That's 2 failures to throw HK. HK is a bastion.
I know. I'll throw HK.
Finally, someone throws HK.
Made by 6. You do, in fact, manage to... Okay, you're not probably flinging HK.
Did you warn HK first?
Why would I do that?
I'm going to roll a dex to see if I stick the landing. Just made it. I don't know if there's a penalty for that. If there is, I did not just make it.
I'd say you probably just made it. You were floating slow enough.
HK now is we pleased.
Have HK, there is a small drop of about between 1 and 2 feet if you sort of beat through the prickly decorative bushes that line the creek side, possibly keep people from going into the creek, you know. But if you want to look at the underside of the bridge, you can do it that way.
I definitely will be doing this while everyone else finds ways to throw themselves across the bridge.
All right. I'm going to say a -3 cross default.
Oh, you were talking about for throwing themselves.
Yeah, if they want to do it.
Okay, I'm going to spend a couple more points of my energy reserve to mitigate that somewhat.
Okay.
That didn't work.
Did you actually... Nope, that didn't work either, Mikala. Tizani, I do want to ask, did you jump before you felt whether you'd been lightening yourself with TK Other or after? I.e., did you fling yourself into the air and trust your TK default to carry you through?
Well, the thing that I was about to say was that I was trying to lighten myself so that I wouldn't fall through the bridge.
Did you go onto the bridge and, well...
Okay, I think I need to make a self-control roll to find out if I did or didn't. Hopefully I didn't.
Once again, you managed to catch yourself just before you do the thing.
Because my danger sense went off again.
Probably, yes. Crix!
Okay, well...
Are you trying to get across the bridge, or are you just sort of going to stay here on this side of it?
Well, the sign is still on this side as well?
Yes. She started to make a move to go onto it and then stopped herself again.
Out of options. Let's see, do I have any equipment?
You have what would be plausible for you to have. I don't sweat small stuff on that usually.
A Boy Scout mess kit and a collection of spices. That'd be my suggestion anyway.
Is there, we're in the woods, correct?
You're in the woods.
Is there a large downed tree?
Sadly, not nearby.
Oh, thank Ferrick.
There are trees and you have lightsabers.
Actually, Crix doesn't have a lightsaber. Crix is a acolyte and has a training saber somewhere. While people are thinking, I probably should resolve the HK perception roll.
Sure.
How much did you make it by? Let me scroll. By 4. You clamber down and you're basically examining under the bridge.
Yes.
A couple red hot chili peppers.
There's, you know, running funny. your
I would immediately tell
finger
Crix.
Along the ropes that hold the planks up. Okay, it's a rope bridge, but this is Imperial make, and it's actually in reasonably good condition. You're fairly sure that this particular type of rope could have held you if you hadn't, like, you know, bounced around on it. Except for the part where one of the ropes appears to have been half cut through, about midway up.
Observation, this bridge is under poor maintenance. Poor enough that somebody, in an attempt to maintain the rope, may have cut halfway through it.
Like to avoid pursuit.
Possibly. Or it could have been an accident. A very suspicious-looking accident. That was not reported.
I expect that nothing is reported to anything around here. Ugh.
Correction, I have just reported this to you.
Well, thank you.
You are quite welcome. Do I have anything that I could use to repair the bridge?
Are you carrying heavy gauge rope?
My equipment list consists of 1, a blaster rifle, 2, a power toolbox is integrated into my chassis instead of all the variety of death implements that an HK droid would normally have. And 3, because we've stated it previously, an empty galvanized bucket.
I think the answer is no, not with you. Oh, hey, Sunny has weirdness magnet.
I mean, I'm on this adventure.
Survival jungle. Mikala, what are you up to?
Clearly attempting to survive while the rest of us try to find a way to cross a bridge.
No, I love if you I people.
If I can't help people crossing the bridge, I'm going to try and see if I can track whoever went across previously.
All right. I'm going to see if Mikala has tracking perchance. No, but survival. Made by 3. Mikula, you go along the path to where the parking lot is, and as you are getting there, there's the sound of a hover car going off into the night. HK has made scrounging. What have you scrounged?
Something I can use to repair this blasted bridge before I blast it.
That's the opposite of repairing. Not that I don't sympathize.
The bridge is activating certain algorithms in HK that do make HK lament getting rid of most of the built-in weaponry, including the rocket launcher. But no, HK has found their calling. They are repair bot. HK would like to repair the bridge so that everyone can go across, because that will annoy whoever attempted to sabotage the bridge.
If that is your goal, HK, you realize that what you could do is use your metal fingers to grab hold of the rope in the two places and basically lift your arms up a bit and support it as people go across.
Well, if we're going to put a Band-Aid on the problem, sure, but okay.
That would be the fastest thing.
That was mock indignation. But okay, mm-hmm. HK is going to do this. Assertion, the bridge should be temporarily safe to cross.
Oh, good.
Oh, critical success, HK.
On my strength roll, the bridge is safe to cross for as long as I hold my hands here.
Yep. You have wedged yourself in just the absolute perfect fashion.
Crix will follow to Sunny.
Sunny is not thinking about when she will need to go back over the bridge again, because why would she think about that? She never thinks about that kind of thing.
There's a path on the other side of the bridge. You can follow it along. Nicola went that way. Sorry, Crix.
Shall we continue to move on down the road?
Move on down the road.
We'll ease on down
the road. With or without accompaniment, slightly spooky music.
That's HK's fault.
Probably. HK clambers back, I presume, to follow everyone.
Certainly.
And then you catch up with Mikula, who is probably scowling, I presume, at the, there's a parking lot and there's a few vehicles, some of them look like they've been here a little bit, maybe, like leaves and stuff on them. One of them looks like the kind of car that, hover car that a teenager might have. And, Mikula is scowling.
There's one hover car in the corner that is up on blocks.
That's around the corner a bit. You can't really see it much.
Observation. I expected there to be more spiders.
Says HK. Sorry?
Hover car just took off. Couldn't get the plate. We should see if there's surveillance cameras.
Does HK see surveillance cameras?
HK sees where surveillance cameras should in fact be, and then there's a somewhat explosion of feathers and whatnot as a number of flying creatures burst from it in some kind of belated concern about all of the people squawking and shrieking and dive bombing Tizani.
Hey!
Announcement. This security camera has offspring.
I can see that.
And I think that with Tizani's weirdness magnet activated, that is probably where we should wrap up for the evening, if people don't mind.
Oh.
Last actions?
What's dive bombing me again?
Something feathery.
That's a crit success for telekinesis other.
Not lightsaber. Grab.
You have something white and feathery.
Space chicken.
Crix. Your cousin has been assaulted by something white and feathery.
I only something to cook.
Maybe.
Any comments, Mikula?
Mikula is making a note of where the camera should be so that she can file a maintenance complaint.
I mean, mean, there might be a camera there. There also might be a nest. HK?
HK is playing the happy birthday song from Emperor's New Groove to the bird that was clearly just born and is the child of the security camera. That is not true. As canon as I'd like that to be, I can't see HK actually doing that.
Alas. In that case, I think that we shall end it so that we do not overlap the timing too horribly. Thank you all for playing. Thank everyone. I thank everyone who's listening. Tonight we had Crash and some Ellie, who's, I hope, feeling a little bit better. And we had Io and we had Paul. And does anyone want to plug anything?
Well, so someone else is going to say it, I guess I better. I know absolutely none of our longtime listeners will realize this, but Io's mom writes books.
At ElizabethMcCoy.com is where you can find a list of them. And you can ask for them at your local library. They're ebooks, so you can just have your local library buy them. You can read them with the Libby app, and I'd be very happy. Or you can actually buy them from places that legitimately sell them, which would also make me happy, because then I can, you know, help my friends out when they need money and stuff, or buy cat food, or, you know, the usual. And speaking of cool things,
polar vortexes.
No.
Winter wonderlands.
Ugh.
Hoth.
Yeah, Hoth is about right. I had to go try to clean off spouse's car, and it took like an hour.
Also, aaronbsmith.com, which is where we put all these podcasts after I finish editing them. And if you want to get these podcasts as soon as I finish editing them, you can go to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming and become a Patreon patron, along with the other illustrious patrons who support us and help us keep the lights on, including Ellie, Liv, Paul, Shanshan, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, squawk, squawk, squawk,
squawk. Isn't that foosh?
Foosh! No. Yes. Yes.
We all went to the same place.
We did.
Wrong planet. Good night, everyone.
And now you all have an asset in finding a non-vegetarian dinner.
Well, I might have some eggs. That's good for ovo-lacto-vegetarians.
Just give me some of that space bacon I keep hearing about.
I don't think I want an asset on grabbing birds out of the air.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night. We'll be right back.